You're listening to Under a Pile of Books, and I'm your host, Calvin Park. Well, I'm excited to talk about a number of things, and actually this week, normally I'd start with some reviews and kind of walk through my my upcoming reads and upcoming releases and that kind of thing. And this week, going to do things a little differently. Partially, that's because my reading has been severely curtailed over the past several weeks. And so I am currently in the middle of Sea and Shadow by Will White. And you may remember this is one I actually did a buddy read with Travis Tippins over at the Fantasy Inn back in, December or January, where he read of Sea and Shadow, and I read of Shadow and Sea, and we kind of talked about it because it's the same story, just different perspectives. And so anyway, I have always meant to finish out the series, read of Sea and Shadow, and then of Darkness and Dawn, of Dawn and Darkness, and then of Killers and Kings, and of Kings and Killers. So I'm still planning to do that, working my way through it. Not quite there yet. Obviously, I'm still back on like the first set. But anyway, I've been enjoying it, and I'll have more to say about this next week. My next upcoming read will likely be Age of Empire by Michael J. Sullivan, as I finish out the Legends of the First Empire series. So that's what I normally take the first, whatever, 10 minutes or so of the podcast to talk about. But there's a lot of other stuff that I want to talk about this week. And so I'd like to just go ahead and jump into that stuff. And we'll kind of resume the normal format in next week's weekly pod. In any case, one of the things I wanted to mention this week, or be sure to mention, was the epic sale of beloved sci-fi fantasy books. And this has been put together by Noor Al-Shanti. And basically, if you checked out his like hidden gems list, you might be familiar with some of these titles. And basically what happened was looked around, talked to a bunch of different authors, had different authors recommend books that they really loved. And so these are, it's a whole list of books that you can be pretty certain an author or reviewer that you might be familiar with enjoyed this and is recommending them. So I wanted to go through the whole list. I was asked to recommend some for this sale. And so I'm excited about that because I was able to do that. And so a couple of these are books that I recommended. And then there are some others that I didn't recommend, but I've read, or I've read other books set in, by those authors set in the same world. And so I just want to mention some of these that are available in the epic sale of beloved sci-fi and fantasy books. You can check this sale out and get links to all of the books by visiting talesfromthecircle.blogspot.com/p-pirate/epic-sale-of-beloved-sff-books.html. And I'll include that link in the liner notes for this episode, so you can just click it and go there. But in any case, as I'm looking through kind of the list, and I'm just going in the order that it's on the page, so they're kind of split up by genre. And so you have Vultures under Dark Fantasy. This is by Luke Tarzian. I've read his novella In This World, enjoyed it. It's sort of this very psychological kind of plot, very character driven. And so Vultures, I've heard very good things about, and I enjoyed the novella set in this world. So go check it out. And, you know, you can get it for 99 cents right now. So go do that. Well worth your time. Then we have under Epic Fantasy, An Elegy of Heroes. This is the whole Agardes Epilogues trilogy by K.S. Veloso. Lots and lots of folks love this. I've not read this one. I've read some of Kay's other books and really enjoyed them. I think they're good. So, you know, this one is probably worth your time as well. I've not, like I said, I've not read this one in particular, but other books, her Blackwood Marauders in particular, I enjoyed. So go consider checking this out. We also then, in the Epic Fantasy category, have Banebringer by Carol A. Park. Now, bias warning, Carol is my wife, so I am not an impartial observer here. But go check it out. It's got a bunch of recommendations on the page. And, you know, so don't take my word for it. Go take the word of those who have recommended it. But I really enjoy this world, the world of the Heretic Gods. It's a lot of fun. Very cool magic system. A dark world without being, you know, hopeless, and some great character interactions, character-driven story. Really fun. Here's one that I recommended for this sale, Between the Shade and the Shadow by Coleman Alexander. I don't know if I have mentioned this book recently here on the podcast, but it is excellent. I read this, gosh, probably over 2 years ago now, and absolutely fell in love with the world, the magic, the characters. I thought were interesting. It has a bit of a YA feel to it. So if you enjoy young adult novels, I think you'll definitely love this. If you don't enjoy young adult novels, I think it's still worth your time. But you know, it's got some very tense plotting, a literally dark world. I love the world building here. Some of the magic, very, very interesting and fun. Coleman Alexander has done a very, very good job of putting together this novel. And I actually think that, he has another book, like a collection of short stories and novellas available set in the same world. And I'm really looking forward to additional books set in this world and additional novels. So Between the Shade and the Shadow, it was one of the earlier self-published works that I read. And like I said, I really enjoyed it. So go check it out. And you can get it for 99 cents right now. King's Hold by D.P. Woolscroft. Dave has been on the podcast before, and he's a great guy. King's Hold was a lot of fun, and I think you should go check it out. And if you enjoy King's Hold, then, you know, check out Tales of King's Hold, Ioth, City of Lights, and Tales of Ioth as well. I've read all of them and think that they are worth your time. They're just great fun, good characters, and you know, I think it's worth your time. So go check Dave's books out. Then another one that I recommended, Spit and Song by Travis Riddle. If you have not read Travis's stuff, I think you need to. He is writing some wonderful fantasy and sort of across all different genres. He's got Wondrous, which is a portal fantasy. He's got Balam Spring, which is kind of a mystery slice of life fantasy. He has The Narrows, which is urban fantasy, contemporary urban fantasy. And then he has Spit and Song, which is a very character-driven kind of adventure fantasy. It's emotional. Really, again, interesting world-building, interesting characters, interesting different like races, species in his book here. So Spit and Song, go check it out, and be on the lookout for whatever Travis releases next, because he's just an auto buy author for me. So I can't say enough good things about his work. Go check it out, please. Another that I've read and talked about here on the podcast, The First of Shadows by Deck Matthews. We've had Deck on the podcast. You've gotten to hear some from him about his writing style and whatnot. The First of Shadows is excellent. It is epic fantasy in kind of this bite-sized short novel, sort of, format. It's great. If you enjoy big epic fantasy stuff like Brandon Sanderson, I think you're going to find a lot to like here in The First of Shadows. I can't wait for the next book in this series from Deck Matthews. The second book, Dust of the Darkness, is out, as is A Shattering of Glass. So the first three books are out in the Riven Realm series. Go check those out and be on the lookout for book four, as I am. So yeah, definitely go check that out. There is also Fortune's Fool by Angela Board. Now, this was a SPIFBO finalist last year. I cannot say enough good things about Fortune's Fool. This is historical, sort of secondary world historical fantasy that the best comparison I can give you for it is some of Guy Gavriel Kay's books. And, you know, Guy Gavriel Kay is one of my favorite authors. And for me to compare anyone favorably to him is a huge, huge compliment. And Angela is right there. Go read Fortune's Fool. It is excellent. Cannot say enough good things about it. I cannot wait for the next book in this series. It is a big book. It's epic, but the character work in here is done so well, so subtly. There is a beautiful cadence to the prose. Go check it out. Fortune's Fool. You've heard me talk about it. Angela's been on the podcast. Go check it out. Then I also wanted to mention on this list, Half a Soul by Olivia Atwater. And I have not read this one yet, but it has come across my radar more and more. And it's like a fantasy of manners, and I'm very interested to read this. So it is on my TBR, and I'm hoping to get to it sometime relatively soon. You also have The Half Killed by Quinby Olson. This is excellent. I enjoyed The Half Killed when I read it. Very kind of Victorian ghost story kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. You know, go check that out. Also on the list for this sale is Sufficiently Advanced Magic by Andrew Rowe. Another excellent story. This is more of a, like a lit RPG. Really cool. It's a little bit hard to describe. It's not, properly speaking, I guess, lit RPG, but it's like that. It's progression fantasy, and it's really a lot of fun. This is the first book in his Arcane Ascension series. I loved Sufficiently Advanced Magic. The second book was also good, and I am awaiting the third book in the series. So cannot recommend that highly enough. Go check it out, especially if you like complex magic systems, progression fantasy. It's all there. So go check that out as well. All right. So those are some of the books that I'm most aware of. There are several others in the sale that I just have not read myself, but I've heard great things about, whether that be The Eagle's Flight by D.E. Ollison, or The Rack by John Bierce, or several others that are listed on here that I just haven't gotten to yet. Go check them out. I think that Clayton Snyder's River of Thieves is on here as well. I've heard wonderful things about that. So go check out this sale. I think you're going to find something to love, and it's 99 cents. So just like go pick up all of them and read them, and support some great self-published authors in the process. Also, I've mentioned on here before, Self-Published Fantasy Month is coming up in September, and so this might be a great opportunity to pick up some books as part of this sale and be prepared for Self-Published Fantasy Month, which starts in September next month. So many cool things coming with that. Cannot wait. More and more is going to be revealed as we get a little closer to September. September is going to be an awesome month. I hope you're able to join those of us who are going to be making it a point to read self-published fantasy in that month, and podcast about it, blog about it, do reviews of those books. Really excited. All right. I wanted to kind of take a moment as well. Obviously, it's a lot of fun to go through some books that I like and just hit on some great self-published books that I've talked about before, but maybe haven't talked about in a while. And that just really, I believe all of those books that I mentioned deserve your attention. So go give them some attention. However, I also wanted to take a moment to talk a little bit about the Hugo Awards. Now, of course, the Hugos are a huge deal in the science fiction fantasy community. And this year's ballot was filled with some great, very deserving works. And I just, you know, it as the ceremony was unfolding and as it kind of, if you were able to watch it or have been able to watch bits or pieces or pick up bits and pieces, it became a little bit of a love fest for the way things were and kind of the good old days of science fiction and fantasy. And that was a little disappointing to me because sure. Yes. You know, I enjoy Tolkien and, you know, growing up, I read Eddings and I read Robert Jordan and, you know, I read, many of the authors that people look back and say, wow, these were great science fiction and fantasy authors. But I also have enjoyed lesser known authors or authors that don't receive as much attention from the, you know, 70s and 80s as well. Mercedes Lackey, for instance, a number of female authors, minority authors. And sometimes I think we forget that, you know what, the good old days of science fiction and fantasy were not only white men. But beyond that issue is the issue for me that I don't need to look 40 or 50 years ago to find the good old days of science fiction and fantasy. We are living in a golden age of science fiction and fantasy right now. We have so many amazing science fiction and fantasy books being published traditionally and through self-publishing right now. Absolutely wonderful, amazing novels, whether that be The Sword of Kagan by M.L. Wong, which, you know, won the most recent self-published fantasy blog off, or whether that be novels like Jade City by Fonda Lee, or this year's winner of the best novel, Hugo, A Memory Called Empire by Arkady Martin. Now, it's hard for me to imagine a more deserving novel. A Memory Called Empire was excellent. I've talked about it on the podcast before. I loved it when I received an ARC before it came out. I loved it when it released. I love it now. I cannot wait for the sequel, A Desolation Called Peace. And this is, you know, A Memory Called Empire was so excellent and so deserving of the best novel nod that I want to be careful that in our rightful concern about how the award ceremony was executed, we don't lose sight of the fact that there were a number of excellent novels nominated and that the winner, I'm just limiting, you know, to best novel category here. We could go in all the categories, certainly. There were deserving books nominated and deserving books authors that received the Hugo. And I don't want to, in the rightful and legitimate concern about the way the ceremony was conducted and kind of the reminiscing of the ceremony, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that there were wonderful books that and fan casts and et cetera that took home a Hugo. And those are deserving and we ought to be celebrating those because that's where the genre is right now. That's where the genre is going. And it's wonderful to see that in the genre. And I really enjoy that. I hope that you enjoy these books. If you have not read A Memory Called Empire, then let this be the thing that motivates you to go pick up this book. It is the best novel, folks. It's received the best novel Hugo, and very deserving of that. Wonderful science fiction. So pick up A Memory Called Empire by Arkady Martin and enjoy. Enjoy, because it is a wonderful, wonderful tale. So that's kind of just my thoughts on the Hugo Awards there. And I wanted to make sure that in the midst of the justified fallout from the presentation, we don't forget the winners. We don't forget why we celebrate and why we celebrate the genre as it exists today and as we see it moving into the future. We are seeing more and more diversity in science fiction and fantasy, especially in the self-published realm, though also in the traditionally published realm. So I think it's well worth go read those authors. Folks, they are winning awards deservedly, and there's no excuse. Go check out these great books. Enjoy them. You will not regret it. Wonderful books out there. So thank you so much for sticking with me as always. I'll be back sometime in the next week with another weekly pod, and hopefully have my normal book reviews and kind of the normal segments that I do in that podcast. But for now, go check out the sale of beloved science fiction and fantasy books. Pick up some great self-published fantasy and get yourself ready for September self-published fantasy month. And in the meantime, go check out A Memory Called Empire and enjoy that phenomenal sci-fi novel as well.